Well, hi everybody. It's Sunday, September 11th, and we only saw one film today. Paul had to go into Brampton to do some stuff with his dad, so I just took advantage of the downtime to recover from Bar PG. And the sound you hear is Paul coming back into the room. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
And so we only saw one film, and it was Headshot, directed by Penek Ratanarong. And I really, really, really liked that first film of his that I saw a couple years ago. It was called Last Life in the Universe. It was very lyrical and really just kind of a beautiful thing for all that it was about a Yakuza guy hiding out in Thailand and hiding out in rural Thailand in this chick's house. And it was just a really cool film, and I liked it a lot, and I remembered the director's name, so when I saw he had a new film in the festival, I pretty much insisted that we go see it, but then the description sounded really cool. And the description was basically there's a hitman who takes a headshot on one of his hits and sees everything upside down as a result when he recovers from his coma 3 months later. And so it sounded really interesting, so we were very happy to go, but there were a couple problems. One, of course, was it was at the Scotiabank, and I guess they're pretty notorious for having bad bulbs in the projectors. And that was the case here, so it was way darker than it should have been. And Penek was there to introduce and do some Q&A afterwards, and he was really, really, really upset about the bulb thing. There were some scenes that were just almost impenetrably dark that apparently shouldn't have been. But it didn't feel really like a good follow-up to Last Life in the Universe, so I was a little disappointed. I found out in the Q&A that it was an adaptation of a novel, and apparently this guy is a hell of a prolific novelist in Thailand and a big fan of Penek and sends him all of his books. So the impression that I took away was that he felt some pressure to adapt one of those novels, and it wasn't really his thing, but he did his best. So I'm giving him a pass on it, but a little disappointed by this one. There was still some great stuff, and I really want to find out who the actor was that played the lead character, because, well, first of all, total eye candy. But second of all, he just really turned in a really kind of wonderfully subdued kind of wide-eyed performance that I really liked. It just drew me right in. But I know Paul didn't like the film quite as much as I did. You have anything to say, bub?
It was like Hitman booed me.
Oh, God! I didn't think it was that bad. Wow! Yeah, Uncle Boon Me, who can recall his past lives, was probably the dud of our festival last year. It won the Palme d'Or and all, and yay, and I guess that director, I can't pronounce his name, I'm not even going to try, but he's sort of a friend of Penek Ratanarong's, so I wanted to see it on the strength of that last year, but it was a snoozer. And I think I might have snoozed through it even if I hadn't been just neurologically played out by the time we got to see it last year. So Hit Ben booed me. I can kind of see where Paul's coming from, though, but I think
just long periods of staring and nothing happening and saying a few words anyway.
Yeah. So probably not going to be anywhere near close to our favorite from the festival, but I'm gonna give Penek a pass on that because I don't think his heart was in it, and I look forward to his next film anyway, because Last Life in the Universe, if you haven't seen it, you gotta. So what have we got tomorrow?
Extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial by the director of Time Crimes. So we're a little excited. So we better get to bed.
And UFO in her eyes.
Chinese Mactonese extravaganza from what we can put together. So very psyched. So good night, everybody, and catch you next time.